I'm going to go slightly out of order. Very, very slightly, so no worries. Could case number 3 come forward? That's 22-598.
Before we finish,
yeah.
I was wondering, I'm short of a couple of copies for evidence that it does submit for the time frame. I was wondering if there's a place where I might be able to get all of
it's not
yeah,
my
you probably
building.
Have to go to the lobby and see if they have right. some place that they could help with that.
Good morning.
Good morning, folks. Could you please identify yourself and the agency you're representing here today?
Lieutenant Kenneth Kerouac, K-E-R-O-A-C-K, representing Chief Fernando Spagnolo of the Waterbury Police Department.
Okay. Lieutenant, this is a Nixit?
Nixit and felony conviction.
And felony conviction, okay. Okay, sir, there's two things that will prevent the board from, granting your appeal today. One is the felony. You're federally prohibited from having a handgun because
I never had a handgun. I mean,
Okay. The other is there's a NICS hit. That's a national prohibitor from possessing handguns. So you can go forward with your appeal knowing that we're going to most likely call a vote and immediately deny your appeal because we do not have the authority under the law that formed this board to grant your appeal. You could also withdraw your appeal and either not seek a permit, the same permit you're trying to get here today, or if you did want to proceed with that, you would need to have the NICS hit removed from your record, which I don't know how you go about doing that. Somebody else can comment. And you would need to get the felony conviction erased from your record through a pardon. Was that a federal?
It's federal.
Oh, okay. I don't know the process of that. It's entirely different from Connecticut law. So you have those two options, either proceed or...
I'd rather proceed.
You do want to proceed?
Yes.
Okay. Lieutenant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yeah, the Waterbury Police Department denied the appellant for two reasons. Automatic disqualifiers. He has the NICS hit and he has a felony conviction.
Would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, my conviction is over 25 years old. 25 years ago. I was 18 to 25 when they said the incident happened. I was involved with a state conspiracy with the federal government. I never got caught with anything in my possession, no drugs, no guns, no anything. It just, I happened to be around the wrong people at the same time that decided a conspiracy. Never had no state of Connecticut charge. Right now, currently, I work for a program called Platform to Employment. I help individuals throughout the whole state with backgrounds on employment. I also go to Private Safe Neighborhood. I'm a speaker there, where I help individuals with criminal violent crimes and gun charges, how to get them back into work, back into society, not recidivism. So that's what I do now, currently, in New Haven, Waterbury, and Bridgeport. I see my career is going into law enforcement. I'm interested in being a police officer. One of the things is that I heard that I have to get a firearm permit. One of the other things, like probation officer and stuff like that, that's where I'm going at now. And in this building right here, I used to bring inmates here for DFR and sex offender for registration. So this is where I see my career is going to this. This is why I'm here today, to get that done.
Okay, sir,
What do I admit? At the amendment, you see that I had took responsibility for what I did, but I also appealed it because I feel that, you know, I have done wrong, but not wrong for what the correct conviction I was sentenced to. I did 120 months at the state conspiracy. Doing my whole drug case, there was not one piece of drug or firearm involved. It's nonviolent.
Okay, sir, but I heard you say that you are aware that you have a felony conviction.
Federal, not state.
But it's a felony conviction.
Yes.
Okay.
May I make a motion?
You may.
Make a motion to find for the issuing court that felony based on the fact that the appellant is prohibited federally from possessing firearms.
Okay, motion made by Ms. Johnson. Is there a second?
I will stop that.
Second.
Second by Colonel Lewis. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Just also to echo what Ms. Johnson stated, he's also prohibited by our statute for it to even issue a Connecticut. We don't have the authority to issue a permit in Connecticut, correct, based on his. And we just don't have the authority to, you know, to grant your appeal. So, we appreciate the last 20 years of your life very much, and we just don't have the authority to grant your appeal.
I thought the state of Connecticut had their own entity with the federal, just like the marijuana, like how federal is.
I'm just saying it's two different things. Not in this circumstance, sir.
All right.
I'll just call the roll just to be safe. Attorney Sinetti?
We have to go with the issuing authority.
Mr. Gray?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Ms. Johnson?
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Motion passes unanimously.